We don't have anyone shouting for the death of anybody. We don't have any rubbish music, so it can't be Glastonbury Festival. What is it? It must be the Britpop Show.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
In the cold light of day, the colours all fade away, and we're left with monotony, nothing to say.
That's right, the Britpop Show this week is about Glastonbury, but not the rubbish Glastonbury that's just happened a few days ago. It's about the Glastonbury that happened 30 years ago in 1995, right when Britpop was at its peak. So why don't you play along with me? Why don't you just go and have a look at the poster and let me know which of those acts on that poster you would like me to play tonight at the Britpop Show on Twitter, or just if you're listening live, hit the contact the studio and I should get the message straight away. But a band that played 30 years ago and a band that opened Glastonbury this year, 30 years later, this is Supergrass. You thought I was going to get caught out by the abrupt ending, but I'm better than that. You should know that by now. Right, looking on the poster, most of this is going to come from the NME stage, because if you look at the lineup on the NME stage from 1995, that's 23rd, 24th and 25th of June 1995 at Glastonbury, it is a pretty decent lineup. And if you were there, let me know. Even better, if you've got some pictures, stick them on Twitter at the Britpop Show. So I'm going to start with one that you guys probably wouldn't expect me to say, but it's one that we don't play enough. It's an absolute banger, but it was really their only one. And the only reason it got as popular as it did, I think, was because Tom York was on vocals. Have I given you enough clues yet? Bit of drugstore, but you all knew that when I first started talking. You knew what I was talking about because you're so well educated in the Britpop genre. Right, we're moving on. This one you're going to say is not Britpop. I don't care. It's on the poster, and that's the way we're rolling in today's show.
J what you're doing now. I hope you're feeling happy now. I wonder what you're doing now. I hope you're feeling happy now.
Now, Oasis played the main stage. They're one of the few bands I'm going to play from the main stage today. And rumour has it that they're in Cardiff at the moment, literally right now, doing their warm-up, doing their sound check for these big gigs that are starting in Cardiff. I think they're starting this weekend. But this, I mean, how rubbish does this sound? The BBC, they're saying, if you were lucky to get tickets, then it all starts taking place at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff. But if you missed out, you can still join in on some of the action. Listen to how rubbish this sounds. The BBC is putting on a special live stream, Oasis Countdown to the Comeback, building up to the highly anticipated gig. It's hosted by Jason Mohammed and Tina Dehaley. The show begins at 1 p.m. on Friday and will be broadcast from a site overlooking the stadium, not even from in the stadium, overlooking the stadium. You won't be able to watch the actual gig. I mean, can this get any worse? But what you will get, okay, what do I get, is a mix of live coverage, special guests, and on-the-ground reports from our team speaking to fans across the city. I can't think of anything worse. After the gig, there will also be instant reactions and live reviews as the excitement, they call that excitement, continues into the night. No, thank you. I think what I'll do is instead play something from Oasis that they probably played in 95 at Glastonbury, but definitely won't be playing in Cardiff when they eventually get around to starting their tour.
Hits from the 1990s.
Yeah.
who else was playing at Glastonbury in 1995? Listen, honestly, if you look down the Enemy list, the Enemy stage, it was a pretty decent lineup. We're starting with, there was some Dodgy in there. We'll be playing some of these later. There's a bit of Dodgy in there. There was Prodigy, who obviously played this weekend. Elastica, Belly, Galliano. And listen to some of the films. The films were, this, if you can remember this, Pet Detective, Mask, and Pulp Fiction. Would you be lining up for those?
Take me back to the 90s.
They didn't play, the Charlatans played in 1995, but this next band didn't play in 1995. Shed 7, the only time they had played Glastonbury before this weekend was in 1996, I think. And then they went back and played it, and I saw it on BBC. It was a pretty decent set. And there's some irony in some of the lyrics. I can't remember if they actually played on Standby. Go and check it out on the BBC if you're in the UK. But the lyrics on Standby, could you sense tragedy? Because I saw it on the BBC. And there's the irony. I saw them on the BBC this weekend. But you can only if you're in the UK. Let's move on from that pretty rubbish segue into a bit of On Standby.
Would you stay on standby? Because I need another.
So if seeing Shed 7 at Glastonbury, rocking Glastonbury 2025, nearly 30 years after they first went there, if that whets your appetite for a bit of Shed 7, then they have a big live summer coming up. On the 3rd of July, they're playing at the Tivoli Buckley. Says low tickets. Take that with a pinch of salt, who knows. 4th of July, they're playing Castlefield Bowl, Manchester. Then 10th of July, Cardiff. Special guest to James, that would be a good little gig. 11th of July, Millennium Square, Leeds. 13th of July, Transmit Festival, Glasgow. Then it's sold out on the 2nd of August in Wolverhampton. 3rd of August, Why Not Festival. 16th of August, Beautiful Something Festival, but it's sold out and they've put the sold out across it, so I can't quite see what it's meant to be. And then 23rd of August, the ever amazing Victorious Festival. They always do a good lineup. So if you like a bit of Shed 7, you can see them across the summer, right back to 1995, and you could at Glastonbury have been watching Ash. They would have been about 8 years old, but they definitely played.
Thank you.
So we're doing Glastonbury 1995, and the ticket prices, just think in your head how much the ticket prices probably were 30 years ago. They were £65, advance only, no tickets on the gate, and the conditions were, it includes camping, car parking, that's a bargain, isn't it, including car parking, VAT, and all on-site events. Accompanied children under 14 were admitted free. That can't still be the rule, surely it can't. Anyway, I'd have been camped somewhere near the NME tent because it was a pretty decent lineup. And within that lineup, you would find the next two bands, Marion and Dodgy.
To the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Jack, you've been spreading wrong for so long now, I'm so tired. The only thing you can go and do is get yourself fired. And with your paycheck, just like the last one, when tonight's through, it'll be gone, so will I. Been a long life, my mind is nearly through. I've had a lot of time to think, now I must speak to you. Tell me, am I dreaming as I look around? We can't afford a decent life for those with their feet on the ground. I feel it's my duty to try and pass it on. This wisdom I've acquired, I understand.
curtain fails to show. My eyes no longer sparkle. Desire begins to slow. Comfort and peace is beyond my imagination. Sure, life they demand for little appreciation. It's all well and good when it's understood. We can beat them if we try. It's all well and good when it's understood. We can beat them if we try.
Long Life by Dodgy, an underrated belter from their album Free Peace Suite, which in itself is a brilliant album. Right, back to the present day, if you can keep up with me going back to 95 and back to the present day, because it is a 30-year jump. And Pulp, they played as Patchwork. That's right, they were. It was a band and everyone was feverishly talking about who could Patchwork be. Nobody knows who they are. And it was indeed Pulp. And they were called Patchwork because that's the name they apparently use when they are booking their rehearsal rooms, just so nobody goes, oh, Pulp, let's go and see what they're up to. Anyway, their set list was as follows. Sorted for Ease and Whiz, Disco 2000, Spike Island, OU Gone Gone, Acrylic Afternoons, Something Changed, acoustic version, Do You Remember the First Time, Misshapes, Got to Have Love, Babies and Common People, during which they introduced the band like any of them need introducing at all. Guess which one from that list I'm going to pick. You've got approximately 3 seconds.
Hits from the 1990s.
And you never have to
Now, if you will allow me to take you back to the main stage in 1995 at Glastonbury. So Oasis headlined the main stage on the Friday. They were supported by The Black Crowes, Soul Asylum, War, Lightning Seeds, etc. On the Saturday, let's do the Sunday. Sunday was The Cure, Simple Minds, Tanita Tikaram, Saw Doctors, etc. And on the Saturday, it was headlined by The Stone Roses and supported by PJ Harvey and Jamiroquai. So let's play some Stone Roses, shall we?
Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Quick run over to the NME stage, where in 1995 at Glastonbury, the Overrated Menswear were playing.
future thing. In your arms, I'm quietly breathing. Silent dreaming, thinking, yearning, hoping for a better journey. Understanding what I'm planning. You're so blind, you flounder drowning. Darker, brighter consciousness begins to falter. Holding you, I start to wonder, pull you out or drag you under. Breathe deeper, daydreamer. Slowly shifting, gently drifting. Dreaming, thinking, yearning, hoping for a better journey. Understanding what I'm planning. You're so blind, you flounder drowning. Breathe deeper, daydreamer. Darker, brighter consciousness begins to falter. Holding you, I start to wonder, pull you out or drag you under. Breathe deeper, daydreamer.
And that's it for this week. I'm going to leave you with one more band from the NME stage. That is Sleeper, who are still around and still making music, as it should be. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Streets holding on to us. We'll stand where the